The March 2nd RSP deadline approaches, many Canadians are making their annual contributions to reduce the amount of their tax payable while saving for their retirement. Now, a listener wrote in asking how best to invest her RSP contribution when the stock markets are at an all-time high and concerns over the coronavirus are affecting the global economy. Well, here to answer that question is Mark Ting. He's our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there.
Hi.
So it is interesting times, isn't it, in the investment world? A lot going on globally. What advice did you give the listener?
Yeah, so not surprisingly, her main concern was about the coronavirus and its long-term effect on the global economy. We got 400 million Chinese consumers under quarantine. They're not shopping, nor working, nor manufacturing. So it is going to have a significant impact on the bottom lines of companies across the globe. But despite that, I told Heather, that was her name, I said she shouldn't make too many changes in her investment strategies. I recommended that she invest this year's RSP contribution in a similar manner as she did last year before coronavirus existed.
Okay, steady as she goes. How did she take your advice?
She didn't. No, she wasn't convinced. She was sort of coming to me looking for certainty, and I just couldn't give that to her, as I have no idea how long the coronavirus will be around. It could be contained in a week, which would mean very little in terms of global impact, but it could be around much longer. No one really knows.
Now, if that's the case, wouldn't it be prudent to sort of err on the side of caution, just stay out of the markets?
I imagine if we're having this type of conversations 2 to 3 months from now and coronavirus is still, quote unquote, a thing, companies won't be hitting their earning estimates and stock prices will likely decline, some industries more than others. However, with stock markets, they're very resilient and there's constantly a new crisis and they can start really fast, but they're also forgotten quite quickly. I just think back of early January. So we're talking about just 6 weeks ago. If you go back into that time, what was going on? We had the U.S. who killed an Iranian general. Iran retaliated with a missile attack. And then, of course, the Ukraine passenger jet was shot down. So U.S. and Iranian tensions were extremely high. And the hashtag World War III was trending. So I was more worried for the world at that time than I am now. And then we look at sort of what happened in the financial world. So the financial world, they sort of moved on. The markets rebounded and life went, quote unquote, back to normal for about 2 weeks. And then we get hit with the next crisis.
Okay. So what is a listener going to do ultimately with her RSP contribution this year?
So she's going to invest her RSP contribution a little bit more conservatively than she usually would, which I think is not a bad idea. It's a pretty good compromise. Originally, her plan was she was going to cash out everything and sort of wait it out. And she actually intended to do this back in January when the whole Iran-U.S. tensions were flaring up. And luckily, she didn't do that because she would have left a fair amount of money on the table. So just to give you a little bit of background, I mean, she's in her 30s. She's a long way from retirement. So what I suggested was maybe she should keep her current portfolio, like not go to cash because it's in a sort of a typical global balance type portfolio. I said, leave that one alone, but your new contribution, if you are worried, just go into something more defensive. And I sort of explained it using a coffee analogy. I said, look, you got to live life. Life continues on. You wake up in the morning, you go grab your mug of coffee, and you have two choices. One that says, keep calm and carry on. And another one that says, screw it. Let's panic. Let's freak out. Now, the media and the internet generally gravitates to the latter, but for the average investor, they're almost always better taking the former. So Heather, she actually took both mugs. So that's the compromise. It works well for her. She can sleep at night and it won't really dramatically change her retirement goals.
All right. Well, there's the psychologist coming out in you again, Mark. But, you know, everyone does seem to be in agreement that the coronavirus, this COVID-19 is going to cause some major economic disruptions, if it's contained quickly or if it takes several months. But why are the stock markets still hitting new highs?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised about this myself. One way to look at it is we see what's going on and how the economy has adapted. So we got the Trump presidency, who's basically one of their main premises to impose tariffs on a lot of their trading partners. And China being one of them. But they reacted quickly and they retaliated with a bunch of their own tariffs. And then that turned into the whole U.S.-China trade war. Now, a byproduct of this trade war was that a lot of multinational corporations looked around and they realized just how reliant they are on the Chinese for all their parts and manufacturing. And that didn't really sit well with them. So what they did was they diversified. They started looking at other countries to source their materials and labor and manufacture their products so that they could continue to operate even if there are disruptions in China, which will happen. But I would say the main reason stock markets are doing well is central banks' intervention. The Chinese government is injecting billions of dollars into their economy to offset the negative effects of the coronavirus. The U.S. and Europe are basically doing the same. They're rolling out stimulus programs. And the market right now is acting as if the crisis will be over soon and not cause too much in the way of financial damage. And personally, I hope they're right.
Okay. Well, you give out the advice, but what's your approach to RSP season this time?
I actually try to make my RSP contributions not now, but earlier, or I guess later in the year. I try to do it always in October or September because typically those are sort of down months and you kind of want to get a good deal. And again, historically, the winter months are the stronger months for the stock market. So I rather get ahead of that. You want to invest before the stronger months. So if possible, try to do it in the fall. That's just something I've always done. But in terms of what I invested in, I did mostly equities, U.S., international, less so on the Canadian.
Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He joins us every week here at On the Coast. He's also a partner at Foundation Wealth.